So when Jessica first asked me to participate in this series, I looked at the list of topics coming up, and I said, oh, love. I'll pick the one on love. I know all kinds of things about love. I'm, after all, almost L years old. I refuse to be 50, so I decided to be like a Roman and be L. I see some of you are very excited about that idea. But you're more Ivy League if you get that joke, I guess. Yeah. Anyway, so I started thinking about, you know, loves I've had, and then I started questioning, do I even know what love is? Have I ever really experienced love? And I guess being L, you start looking at those kinds of questions, you know? So I thought about my childhood and, you know, looked at my parents, their feelings for each other, and I thought, nah, that really wasn't love, that was more dependency. And what they showed my sisters and I was, well, wasn't love, it was some sick cousin of love that with many years of therapy might actually get to be bad love, you know? So, okay, we'll skip that whole thing and, you know, move forward and, oh, well, I was married. And, well, was the operative word there. But then I thought about my daughter, Jamie, who was part of the whole marriage thing. I thought, there's someone I actually can say I do love and have done a lot of things for. And the very first sacrifice, I guess, I made, and all parents know about sacrifices, is I actually delivered Jamie. And I lived in Philadelphia at the time, grew up in Philadelphia, and while my wife was in the delivery room, the obstetrician and I were scrubbing, and the Flyers game was on. That's the hockey team. And we're watching the game, and then the nurse comes out and says the baby's head is showing, so we had to, you know, interrupt the game. So I actually missed like 7 or 8 minutes of the game to deliver her. So that was the sacrifice. So I knew right then this must be something, you know. Well, for various reasons, Jamie's mom and I didn't stay together. Had nothing to do with the Flyers. She actually liked them too. Eagles was a different story. And so we broke up, and initially we were supposed to do this nicely and, you know, share Jamie, and we were living near each other, and she was supposed to be with each of us half of the time, and that lasted, oh, a week. And then things started getting ugly, and some folks know that occasionally children will be pawns through a divorce and separation. That's exactly what at least half of this relationship was trying to do here. And Jamie was not happy about it. She wanted me, or wanted to be with both of us at the time, but also didn't like not having access to me. And so after a few years of this, she had actually said, I want to come live with you. Well, being a single dad and a male trying to get custody of a daughter who at this time was probably 7 or 8 years old is not the easiest thing in the world. But I said, okay, if that's what you really want, I'll go ahead and do it. So we file papers and get lawyers and do all this, and that just began a whole new series of adventures, shall we say. The highlight of all those adventures, well, one of the highlights was spending 3 days in jail. Now, you might ask, how would that happen? Well, so we're in court, and for the judge's wisdom, he decided for various reasons that Jamie should remain with her mother. This was after three of the kids that she had abandoned from a previous marriage had testified about that, and that she even had said that if I got custody of Jamie, she would just give it all up and never see Jamie again, because if she wasn't going to get support, there was really no reason to have an involvement. And the judge, in his infinite wisdom, decided, well, since Jamie should have access to both parents, then therefore she should stay with her mother, because then he knew I would always fight to see her, and at which point, I used to be much more fly off the handle when I was, you know, not L. And so the first thing I hear coming out of my mouth before my brain had a chance to stop it was, you fucking asshole. Friends, let me tell you, if you want to get on a judge's good side, if you're ever in court, do not say that, because you will be chained and shackled in various forms, like you just murdered 12 people and be hobbling out the door. I spent 3 days in jail and had a relatively good time, actually. Beat everybody my, you know, arm wrestling and everything, and you know, was drinking wine made out of orange drink because somebody there worked in the bakery and was stealing the yeast. And so, you know, this was a great time. And it was also cool, if you go to call your friends from jail, there's a recording that says this is a collect call from a correctional institution. And they're all like, wow, how'd you do that? That's really, you know. So I'm calling everybody I know because it's not costing me anything. And and the other cool thing about it is, you know, there are people in there that were like, you know, mother rapers and father killers and are on the Group W bench. Those of you that are L understand that story. The younger ones may not. And they might be in there for whatever murder, rape, you know, car theft, but you tell them you call the judge a fucking asshole. You are just in a whole new category, you know. Nobody messes with you. So after several days, the judge calls me back in and, you know, says, do you want to say anything to me? And I was smart enough to say, you're still, you know. And so I apologize. So this goes on, and eventually I fire all my attorneys because I decided they're not that bright. I can go to the law library and learn about this. And you can be really annoying to just file about once a week, you know, things with the judge until he's going to get sick and tired of me. Well, he finally did on several fun stories. But in Pennsylvania, the law says when a child gets to be at least 10 years old, he or she can make up his or her own mind. And somewhere right after Jamie's 10th birthday, she was visiting me and came down with a letter to send to the judge, which we did. And, you know, there was still some wrangling, but I guess the Christmas of her 11th birthday is when she came to live with me. Thank you. Let me dance. And up until, I guess, last year, when she now has an apartment around the corner for me with some friends, did it. We, you know, had a partnership, you know, as much as a partnership with a adolescent female teenage daughter and, you know, a relatively bizarre father gets along. But I guess since I only have a minute or two, we probably just say we lived happily ever after.